I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And if it's Thursday, you know that you're listening to me right now on a podcast. Listen, if you haven't subscribed, I don't know what you're waiting for. If you got this by a fluke, by an accident, it's not an accident. Whenever you listen, it's always the perfect time. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Go to Stitcher and subscribe. Podomatic and subscribe. I'm all over the place at Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in it on everything. Today, I drove an hour and 45 minutes. I left the house roughly at about 5 a.m. Usually, I'm always up at 5 a.m., but this time, I had to get up about 4 o'clock a.m. I had a sore throat, nose runny, grandpa cough. But still, I had to get uncomfortable because on my calendar today, I was meeting with Shane the Choo-Choo Train all the way in York, PA. So an hour and 40 minutes later, I pull up to the big old truck. Looked like Donald Trump was inside of it. So I parked a little bit to the left of it. Hey guys, I'm here in the studio where this man is the new hype man. Where this man, York, Pennsylvania. I'm going to give you a little brief history about York, but he'll probably tell you better than I can. Because I'm driving all the way up from Philadelphia, baby. So I got Shane right here to my left. You can't see, but of course you're going to hear him right now. Shane, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me, and you're amazing. This right here reminds me of the essence of what motivation is. In this studio, in your garage, that you turned into a straight motivational room, sector, universe, right? I love that you put a couple things together and tell me what it means. Man, you're hanging on the back. You're hanging for money, right? What's this one? What's this one about?
That's like people hanging with each other. Like, you know, people are hanging on to each other for the money instead of making it on their own.
You got to create. So, Shane, thank you so much. Shane the Train. Is it .com? You got .com on it?
It's the ShaneTrain69.com.
There you go. You got it. So thank you for inviting the Comfort Killers to your awesome space. I'm already, like, totally motivated just by being here. Thank you, sir.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, I think of it reminds me now of the essence of when I was in the studio and seeing Christy and the essence of the energy of like it's a total adrenaline. Yo, it reminds me of like my addiction adrenaline. It's the same adrenaline because the same time I would have been doing it, it was late at night. Right. That's what I would have been doing.
Right. No. So you're saying that you were addicted. Before this whole motivational spree, Facebook Live, social media god, right? Yeah. Before all of that, you said you were a crackhead?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people won't even say that. Like, even if they were, they just won't even tell you that they were a crackhead.
Yeah.
So how did you get rid of that? Like, when was it? How long was it?
Tony Robbins, pain versus pleasure. How do I avoid pain and gain pleasure? And the things that you think are giving you pleasure are actually causing you pain.
Right.
And if you play the long game, you got to go to practice.
Right. You know? So you turn the pain into something that you just totally hated.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was hating myself.
You were hating
yourself. I was like, dude, like, everyone's, like, doubting you, and here you are pouring gas and throwing glass in your face and, like, slamming your face in a brick wall and never getting up. It's like you throw yourself on the ground and you expect to move forward. It's like that don't even make sense.
It don't even work, right?
Yeah.
So I was just talking about that on my video with addiction because, as you know, I was addicted for 9 years in the casino, probably a little more. I'm shaving off a few around the edges of casual gambling. But I said that if you see someone put their hands on a hot burning stove and leave it there, you think they're what? Insane. You're totally crazy. Why is your hand still there? That's why we have a mechanism to tell us, hey, that's pain. Don't touch it. Don't go back there. But you're saying you kept hitting a brick wall and loving it.
Yeah.
How old
were
you?
Because I was empty. Well, I did this up till probably, probably 10 years or 8 years or so. I mean, Christy knows the exact date, but it wasn't. It was between like some dark times. My ex-wife died of cancer. I was just like, yo, I made a lot of money. I didn't care about nothing.
Right. There was no value.
I was empty. I didn't care about myself.
Yo,
I used all my excuses. I mean, my stories, yo, we would go forever. But not my dad, the sheriff locked my house.
Right.
You know, I got a lot, which I didn't understand. You know, you're taught to, you know, one day I'm going to write a book about a clam and an oyster. We're taught to be clams.
Right.
You know, generationally, we're taught, don't tell anybody, because we want everyone to think that we got the right family.
Right.
So, but the real deep effect of that, like the Wayne Dyer stuff that I was taught, is that you suffocate your soul.
Right.
Right. And you cover up what's in there. So when you tell people and you get yourself around, you find your tribe, which the internet now allows you to do because you're not going to find it in your town probably. Right. You can sit in your room and build a tribe instead of getting on Mafia Wars playing these games. So that stuff elevated me, man. You'll see.
You got goosebumps.
You know, I was in the Grand Cayman Islands this year, man. God came to me and said, you know, everything you've pushed for all these years, Les Brown said, it's turning on you. Mm. So you're prepared, so train harder.
Mm.
And Brad Lee said it when he said, yo, the work's just beginning. You hear these signs.
Yes.
They come. Like,
yes.
Homie, like, people trip. They think they're in the Super Bowl when they finally get the opportunity. You saw it with Ryan Leaf in the NFL. It happens. I don't watch football,
yes,
but you see it all the time. It's because they stop doing the work. The work is what keeps your
right.
daily habits.
Absolutely.
I can't, you know, you call it humble. Yo, I'm a cocky. I'm a eat
you. I
you
can't
know,
get,
like,
I,
bring it. I'm yeah. cocky, homie. I'm,
you should,
I'm
you
whatever
should be.
You want. You know,
you
like,
should be.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
But why shouldn't you toot your own horn? Why shouldn't you be proud of who you are? See, a lot of people put the word on it. You're right. You're conceited. You got an ego. You're cocky. But here, what I want to know, boom, boom, toot that. Toot the horn, guys. Guys, I'm going to show you a still shot of this because I know you're hearing it and you're not really seeing the full essence of it. So we're going to have a side video that you could watch. So you got out of heavy addiction. Of course, some things happened in your life.
Well, the reason I drive those cars is because that's what was one night, $2,500.
Mm.
So people are like, dude, how do you have, why didn't
you
get a bigger house?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I first had a Harleys that was cigarette money. When I used to smoke cigarettes,
mm.
I took my cigarette. I said, yo, I have to get something for me. I
yes.
can't pay bills. Even if it looks like I'm struggling, you don't
yeah.
understand the
yeah.
fall.
Yeah.
So I went and bought a Harley
mm.
for my first, when I first stopped
smoking cigarettes. With cigarette
money. Yo, and then I upgraded to a Road King and then a Street Glide, and then I just got rid of them and got these.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so busy, I'm not into that.
Right,
right.
right.
Things changed.
Changed.
You know,
yep.
so people look at you and say, you know, dude, why'd you get rid of, you know, and you don't have to answer to people,
no,
yo,
no.
that side stuff is a distraction.
Right.
I didn't even know that.
Right, yeah.
I was like, oh, well, this is why.
No.
No, it doesn't matter.
You don't owe anyone any explanation.
Yeah,
man.
I don't need to tell you it's
yeah.
sold. If you want to buy one, go pick one up.
Where? At the dealership,
yeah,
right? That's
right?
it.
Period.
Hey, so, you know, how I met you, and it's so funny because there's a conglomerate, I believe, inside the internet space. You're right. Social media has made it easier now to kind of tie into people of the same likeness, tie into people with motivation. So, you know, I just interviewed Grant Cardone. I was in Miami, and here you blow up my phone. I was just taking a still, and then I'm taking a still looking around at the ocean, and my phone, it says Shane calling, and I said, okay, let me see. Boom. He's like, yo, I've been addicted for 9 years. I've been doing this. I love you. Stacey A. Cross, the Comfort Killers. And he's just going in. The energy was so peak. And that's how we met. But when did you start this whole internet thing? Like, when did you start putting your whole thing out there and really personal branding? That's what you're doing. You're branding yourself.
Well, January 9th of 2016, my daughter said, Dad, we don't have any videos of our mom.
Mm.
And that'll make me cry now, think about it. So I was like, yo, you need to, like, when I die, then I'm dying, then you're not going to have
yep.
what's going on.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to go make these videos. So that's what I told people. I was Buster Douglas getting knocked down and beating Mike Tyson because his why was bigger.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't a competition, you know. This was for my daughter. So to even get in that space
yeah.
was going to be a mistake by someone if they tried to compete with me.
Right, because your why is huge.
Yeah.
Right, you're not doing it to compete.
No.
You're
all this other stuff.
Right, right.
Like, all this stuff was never anything it was designed to do. It was just me. That's why I don't care.
Yeah.
And I never do.
Yeah.
I don't care if anyone's on there. It's for
right.
my daughters.
Right.
So there could be zero. I don't care. Like, I care enough about them that they're getting all of me.
Mm.
So I don't need anyone else. It can say zero. Yo, homie, my videos are, you need tea or something? I can make you some tea.
No, I'm good.
Tea
no,
and
no,
honey.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All
right.
right.
Yeah.
So
he's such a hospitable type of guy.
So, well, I was brought up by women. You know,
yeah.
I'm a cheerleader for women and the human race,
right.
but for the little people, man, because, you know, my daughters and my wife taught me how to live.
Yeah.
You know, they teach me. I grew up in this hardcore, I'm going to rip your throat out. I'm
yeah.
going to eat your lunch. I'll do yo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they were like, yo, let's just polish it a little bit.
Yeah, let's polish. Let's refine it.
You have feelings? What's that? All right, well, tell me how they work.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt those.
Yeah.
You know, and that. So that's all. you know, once you become a diamond, now you just got to polish it and raise the carrots.
Hey, that's it. Ooh, I love that one. So now you're in the internet space. You know, you're making... Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't even answer the question.
You're good. I'm going to bring you right back to the question.
So on January 9th, 2016, I was off the internet. I got off. I hated it. Yeah. So I was like, yo, I heard Grant Cardone. Yeah. And I was like, and Gary Vee, and I was like, I heard Grant. I was like, yo, I'm a 10X this. I'm going to get in people's face. I'm going to smash it. He was driving his car, Rolls. I don't know what he was driving. And I was like, yo, I like this dude. He don't care.
Yeah.
So that's how I got first hooked up. And then, you know, when I saw it. Yeah. So then I was doing these videos and people were giving me resistance.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you give me resistance. That means I know I'm doing. So I'm going to get more.
Right.
So I double up, triple up. Yo, and they'd be
you,
like, yeah.
Instead of contracting, instead of retreating, you pounded it more. That's the formula. A lot of people don't know. That's the formula right there. Do more of the very thing people say don't do any of.
Yeah.
Right? Because at the end, if you're in the right space, you're making an ethical decision, right? Yeah. It's not like we're saying do more drugs, right? You know that it's ethical what you're doing, and you're only getting resistance because it's like, who's Shane, right? Yeah. Who's Shane, and where did you come from? And that's how I powered through. It's like, I'm going to kill it with so much action that people can't ask me nothing. People can't tell me nothing.
No.
You understand?
It's the energy, though. We have the same energy.
Yep.
Grant's got the energy. Matt, Brad, it's that, like, yo, I'm so excited. Like, dude, you can't even F with that energy.
Right, right. And, you know, and it's true because it's from a deeper place.
Yeah.
It's from the why, right?
Yeah,
it's from God.
It's
from the source. Yeah. It's the energy. That's why you get goosebumps every time that something hits. You're like, boom, I can feel it.
Always.
So now tell me about insurance, because I hear you in a few of your videos and you're talking about insurance. And I'm like, what are you doing? Okay. What insurance? What's this thing here? You selling me insurance, man?
Yeah, like the back of that magazine, that was for the farmers. I do life insurance. I do Medicare and 401k rollers. They're mostly life insurance.
Yeah.
I help people really. I mean, I help anyone. I do giant cases. I do wealth transfer of millions of dollars, these big cases. But I also do $5 Gerber policies.
Yeah.
I do grow-up policies.
Yep.
Here, I do all these things. I do whatever the client. See, here's the thing: is the reason I became a broker in the insurance business was because I didn't have to worry about the prices.
Yeah.
Right. So I did all kinds of selling. I sold basement waterproofing. I sold windows. I sold $100,000 remodels of your basement, and I had to do it in one night because they would give the appointment to someone else.
So
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But what it taught me was, I had to learn to get to know people. So they would do it in 2 hours. I would do it in 6 or 8. Anyway, I would do it in 6 or 8 hours.
We got a lot of phones here. This guy is busy. There you are.
I would do it in 6 or 8 hours, where somebody else, you know, would have 2 hours, and they would sell people.
Yeah.
Why don't sell people, man? If we didn't get along, I learned along, but I've been doing this so long. Now that I look back, it's 30 years of selling. Was you get your face smashed, but I just outwork people. So the other part of my thing was I'm a video blogger for showing people how I got here, no certificates, that I just grind seven days a week, and they're like, dude, how can he do it?
Well, you're documenting. You're documenting our journey. The thing with the Comfort Killers is that it's out there, it's history, it's written down, and people could actually go back to day one. And that's what I love about it, is because the internet allows you to go back to day one of someone's journey and see if they're in that tomfoolery. See, I can go back a couple, you know, I'll go down timelines, man. See, and I want to see that the progression has been there and that you're consistent. So those
are the
things.
Isn't that crazy, though, to look at it, even, like, because we don't look at ourselves,
yeah,
right? So I'll look. And I was like, dang, I started there, and people were like, Shane, paint the wall. I forgot that, right?
Yeah.
They were like, paint the wall. So, but don't you, when you look back,
I love it,
and you work so hard that you progress fast.
Yes. Time doesn't matter at that point. Mm. Because things will say, you know, people will say, well, you have to be in it 5 years. You have to be, they put a number on it. Numbers don't exist, right? Well, humans made numbers up.
And you look good, I can tell you, go to the gym.
Yeah, 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 so, been going to the gym. So thank you for noticing that.
I'm trying to get, thank you.
I can tell. But so at the end of the day, time doesn't matter, right? So it doesn't make sense. It's almost illogical, the fact that you could start and pump so much action and get somewhere different in a matter of 3 months, in a matter of 2 months, in a matter of a week. You could, like, change the game. I started this whole company February 14, 2016.
Wow, so we're... February, I was January 9th.
You see that?
Yo.
You see that?
But that's similar energy, yo, and that's how you connect. That's crazy.
That's it. February
14th.
That's it.
Like, you got to show up every day for me. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's it.
Far for me to shake someone down.
Right. So at the end of the day, wow, that's what it takes, and people could see that, and that's why I love that you leave.
You got a sore throat, and see, I've had people not come on my show, and they get mad at me, and they've even unfriended me, because, yo, I'll be like, yo, we're cool, but, yo, you're not getting on my show.
Right.
Like, you might, but yeah, you might not.
But because you have levels, you have standards, yeah, right? Yeah. Because the consistency has to be there,
yeah,
right?
Brand,
boom!
Brand.
Boom! It's a yeah, brand, baby.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah,
brand.
I mean, yo, and I'm not right. Sometimes I brought people on where I gave them a shot because that's me.
Yeah.
Like, I've always believed, and I shouldn't have, and they proved it wrong.
Right.
I had someone in here, I'm like, what are you doing in yeah, here? Like, I gave you an opportunity to
right,
do something. I'm not compl-. And they didn't even do it. And
yeah,
I'm like, that was it, man.
Right.
But you know what my coach taught me? My mentor said, yo, a lot of people, when they get the opportunity, they're not even ready because they're waiting for it. And they're never going to get
it. Because they didn't create it.
It slides by them.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, there's someone you should have met. And I mean, I believe, like, people aren't going to get you there, but your connection with the right people will help you elevate quicker. Because
absolutely,
like David Jensen and these people that said, if I blow up their book, they'll give me mentoring.
Yes.
So that,
but and that's it. And look how it is. You see what I'm saying? Look how it is. It's, and you're in a space where people value their time, right?
Ooh, ooh.
Right? People value their
minute,
time. They're to the second,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
to the minute.
Second, yeah.
It's already valued at a valuation, at a
yeah,
cost, at a price. Universally, there's a number there.
Yeah, huge.
All right? Huge number.
Yeah.
So what do you look like saying, you know what? I'm not doing Shane the Train for about 2 weeks, 2 months. I'm just not feeling it. Doesn't, you know, people have invested in you. You have more to it now. People
yeah,
have trusted your ethic, your work ethic. You can't fail. At
no,
this point, you got to
no,
keep going, man.
Yeah.
So talk to me about your, what did you have to get uncomfortable with? Since this is the get uncomfortable, man, give me three, like, hardcore, you had to get uncomfortable. You had to.
7 days a week. I don't even know why I did it. I told my wife that was the dumbest thing I ever did.
What did you do?
I said I was going to do my show 7 days a week. I was like, that was the dumbest thing I ever said.
So you had to get uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. It was the dumbest thing. I haven't stopped since January. I drove 6.5 hours.
This is the 1% show, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, before we get in, you're going to drive 6.5 hours, but let them know where to find you, where to hear you, where to see you, all your socials right now.
Facebook Live. I mean, Facebook is really, Shane DeGary is my public figure page. That's really where you'll find me.
Yeah.
I have DeGary Group, my insurance page.
Yeah.
And Shane DeGary, I'm really getting off of my personal page.
Yeah.
And then I'm on Instagram. I post a lot of pictures. I think it's the Shane Tree. You know, I'm the weirdest cat.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you want to find me, you're going to have to figure it out. Because I only want the true people that are going to find me. I've had to find people.
Yeah.
I have to sit on hold to get on Grant's show.
Yeah.
Half hour. So, you know what I mean? Figure
go
it out.
Yeah, I love it, man.
So,
I love it. It's not going to be easy here because it takes work. And if you really care enough, you're going to put in the work. And that's just the bottom
yeah,
line. So get uncomfortable. What did you, 7 days a week
oh,
now?
7 days a week. That was the dumbest thing I
yeah,
did.
Well,
that was,
you had
I mean,
do it,
7 days a week, January. So I drove 6.5 hours to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware on Christmas for a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I did 100 lives to get to 2,000 before the end of the year because I'm so competitive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Driving down, I did 100 lives.
Yeah.
Just quick ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then drove back 6.5 hours after I ate.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of stuff. The other thing was...
And still had to do the show.
Yeah,
and yeah,
to get uncomfortable. My wife and I drove on December 13th on a Tuesday night in a snowstorm. And you can look at the weather report. It's all there. Through many accidents from here to Columbus, Ohio, to go see Les Brown live. You know,
I remember that.
You know,
yeah.
And he chewed for me. And I tell
yeah,
you, that's one of my mentors for life.
Yeah.
Him, Zig Ziglar, and Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer's no longer, and neither is Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the last ones out of that. So to see him and be with him in presence, that was very uncomfortable. And to fly to Miami...
So you're talking about
all in the year.
Yeah.
Sometime in August, I went down to a show. It
yeah,
didn't work out. And listen, I put things that does so being uncomfortable is being and telling people almost everything in my life.
Yeah.
And respecting my family, they don't like getting on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you know, picking up my kids from the bus stop, going into my
I saw
town,
that,
doing the donuts. You know, and people don't believe it's real until
yeah,
they come out and they're
yeah,
like, "Oh my God, that's me, man.
Yeah.
I'm just me."
Well,
you know, I was afraid to embrace that energy. So being uncomfortable is putting it out there, like becoming you is uncomfortable.
Because it's the real, you know, we've been taught so long through traditional schooling system, through traditional parenting, through society, through all the levels and channels that, you know what, be someone else. When you open the TV, right, you see the model, you see the good-looking person, you see these shows on reality, oh my God, I wish I were them, I wish I was this, I wish I was skinny, I wish I was... So you've been taught to be someone else. So to be yourself is to be uncomfortable. Yeah, I love 100%. That.
You know, it's, if you think about it, right, and I'm I was given this crazy mind, and now I know it's so different, is... That, you know, we're taught if you're a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, you're a little bit better. Like, they were actually bred that. Like, psychologically at a deep level.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. That if my kid's a landscaper, he's just not as good. And I should, when I'm at the bridge table, I shouldn't tell my friends. But they're going to brag about their son being a doctor. And they're sitting there drinking and pilling it up. And they're so empty. But their friends are looking up to them because they're looking through the window.
Yep, that's that Joneses and the Smiths.
And that's
why
I can't go around a lot of people. Because, yo, and then I'll be like, yo, it doesn't matter your circumstance. Your circumstance reveals you, homie. It doesn't make you. So don't come at me like your circumstance made you. Because you're going to trip in my area and I'm going to have to go.
Boom.
You know? And people are looking at me and I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to control my space.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where we are.
Yep.
Right? So that's where people trip. So I got to stay in here most of the time.
Well, the thing is, that's a part about mastery is I believe that you control everything, right? In as far as matter, energy, time, resources, you control that. And to be at full control, to be a master, you are where people will envy forever because they can't. Right? They can't control anything. They're out of control. I believe that people like me and you, we're totally in control. But here's the deal. If I have to go out to that area, we have to be in control as well. Enable them. Here, at the end of the day, when you come into my universe, you're coming into my space, I allowed you there.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm in control of this, whether you like it or not. You know
but
what I mean?
Like, I'm free. When I went to your house, I was contained in a car.
Mm.
When I got there, I felt like, woo, air is breathing, yo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's how I felt, like breathing air.
Yeah. No. I love that. And one of the reasons why I drove an hour and some change to get here early in the morning, wee hours. See, I love that because as what you get to know about me is that I could have made it at any time of the day.
I know, I was like 7 o'clock, man. I was like, I was like, yo, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I could have made it any time. I had made meetings over the computer at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Fresh.
Why? Because I needed to get uncomfortable. I needed to wake up. I needed to get some action about me, right? So that's just my style. So one of the reasons that I come is that because, you know, at the end of the day, people will look and say, man, you guys are totally crazy. There's what business is there? Because they're so business-like, they want to know, give me the numbers. Give me the thing. Tell me. But I know that I heard this quote yesterday, Jay McHugh from Boston Realtor up there. He says, you know what? People count, numbers don't.
Yeah.
That's real, right?
Yeah,
people count, numbers don't.
Yeah.
So when someone comes and say, give me your business model, Shane, the train, what is it? How are you going to make money out of this thing? How are you going to make money out of lives? What are you planning on doing next? What are you going to say to them?
I don't play your game. Woo! So I don't play that game.
Yep.
Yo, I can do whatever I want when I want, and that's what I do. And people have been tripping on that for a long time. You know, they were like, dude, they laughed at me, and they still are, but now they're much more serious when they start seeing it. People are like, yo, I got to get my book. I'm like, yo, I've been telling you that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When I told them it's $1 million for that board, they laughed. I said, wait until it's $2 million. You're not going to laugh. You know what I mean?
You're going, no,
like,
I'm serious
like
at that
I don't
point.
Play. Yeah, I told him, you want your name on there? It's $5,000. Stop telling me you want your name. $5,000 to get up there.
I love it.
You know what I mean? I don't play. In the beginning, I told everyone, you know, we exchange value by currency of things like this.
Yeah, there's
you know
no,
I mean?
Yeah, the currency is not just
you know,
money, guys.
Look, if I want, look at my card. Like, there it is, whatever.
Yep.
I mean, there ain't nothing.
Yep.
I don't even have an office.
Right. That's it.
You know,
this, everywhere
and
you
I've
go
made
is
over $360,000 in a year, yo, without a degree.
That's it.
And I never cared about the money.
That's it.
I don't even know what I make.
Because people count.
Yeah,
numbers
don't. I don't care, man. I've been plowing it over. I walk away from business. I walked away and lost $250,000. Most people don't know that.
Right.
Lost $250,000 because I gained my life. I don't care about the money.
I love
yo,
that.
And then when I hear Matt Monero say he's willing to burn down his $100 million company and he lost $30 million. That's exactly right, man. Your mission has to be aligned because at the end of the day, you got to be energetically aligned with your who you are,
of course,
and what you're telling people. I don't trip. You can come to me 7 days a week. I'm the same dude.
Right.
It don't matter when you come.
I love it. Right?
You should let me know a few minutes, you know what I mean? But clean up a bit.
Get the sledgehammer away.
If you want to stop in, you still got to get to the gate.
Right.
So you're going to have to text me.
Right.
So,
no, I love that. I love that. And that's what I'm built on. You know, I bought my video person here. She's learning video. She knows every day it's the same thing with me. And it's been like that for a period of time to where it's now a habit. No one can test me in it. It's just a habit. This is just what I do now. And I'm not here to compete. Just like you. We're not. Yeah, I'm not competing.
That's a trick,
it's straight up
fake.
Straight up domination in my space because
there's
I'm the only one doing what I do.
People.
7.5. We could actually look it up, but it's like 7.3 bill.
Well,
there's no need.
I've been friends with Greg. Greg stepped out to me, and I told him he came to me at the right time. You know, Greg Walker.
Yeah.
And we've been friends the whole time. You know, I share the reason I share everyone's stuff is because I'm like, yeah, bring
that's
it.
You. Yeah.
Like, that's me. I've always wanted people. I'm good.
Yep.
Like, I'm so badass.
Yeah.
That, I'm going to help everyone I can win.
Right.
I'll do anything I can. Don't take advantage of me, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'll help you and respect me.
Yeah.
And I'll do that. Because I'm good. Yo, I climb. I eat rock. Like, dude, I swallow glass.
Mm.
It's good.
Mm.
Like, I'm that fierce.
Right.
You know, my dad used to come home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when I was a kid and beat my ass and take my pants down. And I would run.
Mm.
And at 15, I was like, homie, that's never going to happen.
Let's go.
And I always tell people, me and Matt Manero connected. Because I always say, look, you're not my dad. And I always say that. That's how I am, homie. You're not my dad. Don't tell me what to do.
Mm.
He couldn't tell me. You ain't going to tell
me.
You know? And they're like, Shane, you're always so, yeah.
Yeah,
you at least tell me to calm down. No, I'm not calming down.
No, don't,
down.
Don't tell me to calm down.
No,
I always say that. Don't tell me to calm down.
You're
bro.
Getting, why are you angry? I'm not angry. I'm live, man. I'm tired of hearing that. Get alive. Stop being half dead. Stop walking around like a zombie. Get some passion.
Right. Oh, I love that, man. Only here on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show will you hear that. Because it's uncomfortable, man. You're right. I hate that. Don't tell me to calm down. You should have more energy about you. You're probably the problem.
Yeah, don't tell me to slow down. Hurry up.
Gosh, you need to speed up.
Yes.
Yeah, the people need to speed up and catch up. Because at the end of the day, we're already gone. And that's why the people try to slow you down, right? Bring them down to the level. Anywhere I go, you're going to know who I am.
Yeah.
Because why not? I'm fucking made from the same stuff as the damn sun, moon, and stars.
Yeah.
God!
How about when people get, when you tell someone super uncomfortable with your energy?
Mm.
Yo, and they want to make everyone else. Yo, I tell, when you get the rally rats, they're called rally rats, right? Because seriously, when you go out, it's easy to find 8 people hating one, homie.
Yeah.
Look what they did to Jesus, Nelson Mandela. You know what I love about, one of my mentors is Nelson Mandela's dad.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was a tribal leader. And most people don't know this. He would sit around, and how Nelson Mandela became such a great leader was, you have to let everyone, you always sit in a circle. You don't sit across a desk from somebody, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always the last one to talk, and you never do this or this.
Mm.
You only ask questions of understanding.
Woo!
All the way through, and then you're the last one to talk, so everyone's truly heard.
Oh, man.
So
you picked that up, and that's just...
Yeah, that's...
Who else is your mentor? I know you said Matt...
Well, Matt, Bradley.
Bradley's a cool dude, man.
And Tony Robbins. You know, and I love cursing. I don't do it on my show.
Yeah.
And then you hear Tony. And
he gets it in.
Because it doesn't matter. It's a great word of engagement.
Yeah.
It's all your intentions.
Yep.
But people
boom,
trip.
Snaps it in.
You know, like I'm going to do a Vegas show one day and just bring it like what you see here.
Yeah.
Times like the Vegas flair.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's going to be a great show.
I love it.
And it's
going
to be a mind show, not for this dead candy out there.
Mm-hmm.
People are eating dead candy, right? We're the real candy.
That's it.
And that's what people need.
That's
right? And the reason we don't compete, that's such a trip. Yo, I compete with Shane. I'm like, dude. You worked your butt off yesterday. So if you're going to beat Shane again, dude,
you got no distraction.
How could you? Yo, because if you compete with other people, that means you're a piece of... Can I curse on you?
Yeah, of course. All right. That's me.
Well, so that means you're a piece of shit because you don't understand the whole game.
Yeah.
It's self-love. Self-containment.
That's it.
It exudes from there.
Yeah.
So it's easy to tell. Like, on my climb, I've seen a lot. I've felt a lot. You've had all my friends now tell me when I ask them and I get to talk to people that are way earning more. We're not different, but they figured out some things. And done some things, and it's not even about the money. It's about your time. It's about my money
and the mindset, man.
Yeah.
Because again, at the end of the day, when I stepped on that yacht, I had to make sure that I needed to be there.
Yeah.
I had to give myself permission. I belong. I wasn't. And they freaking came out with the cappuccino cup to serve me like this. They're like, what do you want, cappuccino? I was like, yeah, let me get some cappuccino with the frap, a little frappy, you know? Yeah. But, you know, and you have to put yourself in that position that it's okay, Stace. It's okay, Shane, for us to wait on you because you belong, all right? So you can't be like, you know, you can't come there with that attitude. And it's a mindset that you have to cut off. That's why I said no to the lottery. I said no to the casino. I don't want the luck anymore. I'm not in it. The only luck I want is preparation and hard work and dedication. Mm. You understand? Mm. So this is why we're here. We're about 30 minutes now. We're going to wind it down. Give me, I want you to stand up with me. I want you to share with me everything, right? Anything and everything that you want to talk about right now, because I know you get in. Tell me everything that you're feeling. And where Shane the Train will be a year from now, 5 years from now. What will this room look like? Who are you going to be with?
Well, in 5 years, I mean, I'm going to be a syndicated show. You're going to see me on radio. You're going to see me on masterminds, doing masterminds. You're going to see me everywhere and anywhere I can get in people's faces, every prison around the world, because the prison ultimately is the mind. And that's where I'm a mind master. Because of my, you know, being like, you know, a flower cannot prosper in the wrong soil.
Mm.
So I understand that people are in the wrong soils and they don't realize that, right? There's banana trees in the Arctic. There's seals in the sun, right? Like, people need to mix their soils in the right places. Mm. And I'm a mixer of the soil. So in the epic level of what I do, it is a thing of higher than me. Like, when your mental game is so strong, you're just there till death. Mm. And I'm prepared to die for what I'm doing right
here.
So,
what did you just say?
So I'm prepared to die for what I'm doing here.
I said to myself, because I'm looking for things that, because I sacrificed so little in my lifetime, that when I moved into this flow, I said, now I sacrifice my life. Okay?
Yeah.
I sacrificed my life for this. I sacrificed my life to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. I sacrificed my life to get up every day and stay on course. I sacrificed my life to stay on purpose. I sacrificed my life. So you're right, man. I'm in it for the long, the way long haul.
Yeah.
And I probably won't watch reality TV until I'm like 90 years old. I wrote in my last article. I don't have time for it, right? I have time to teach. I'm just looking for one. And with you, 1 + 1 don't equal 2 for me.
No.
When I'm with a person like you, that could equal up to 4, 5, 6, whatever it is, because I know about synergy, man.
Yeah.
And I'm here for the long haul. I'm glad you don't compete. We're on the same mental frame. And it takes getting guts. It takes getting courage. Stop being a marshmallow, I'll use your word. Stop being a marshmallow. Stop coming in here with your skirts on. Stop the freaking fear, right?
Yeah.
And get up, get out, and get it done.
Yeah, we're going to speak together. Like, I'm raw. I'm going to show people that the gangster style that I am is going to work in the world. Because it's all going to happen. And people are going to see the synergy of just us going across the globe.
That's it.
In every city around the country. And just bringing real, because real recognizes real.
Real recognizes real.
The more unreal people make it, then the more obtainable it doesn't seem.
Mm.
So how many people are eating from that pond?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I want a small pond with a lot of fish.
I love it. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, you heard. If you know his name, right? I am going to still put some things in the show notes, even though he says, you know, try to go find it. I'm going to make it easier for you. But at the end of the day, he's right, man.
Awesome.
He's right. If you like what you hear, go seek him out. I remember back in the day, underground hip hop, no one knew who Eminem was. I was in high school. I was the only one with the buzz. I had to go seek it out. I didn't have Napster and I didn't have YouTube, man. But I love what he was spitting and I needed to go seek it. I had to go find it. And it's like this. When you find someone that motivates you and is talking the right words, be a leech of it. I want you to leech onto me for the motivation. But go find it, man. The clues are left. We've been doing this since February. I'm February 14, 2016.
Wow.
You're January 9th. 2016. Man, just a couple months.
Yeah.
Just January, February. One month, baby.
Away.
I walked
that's
out
crazy.
The seminar. He was like, you know what? Forget this. I got to do it. My why is so huge.
That's
my kids want to see me, man. Everyone wants to see me, and I'm leaving. achieving history, and now you know that with a little bit of hard work, not even a little bit, man, it takes, yo, you have to cut the whole system. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you, it's not three easy steps like these characters tell you. It's not. Man, you gotta get up every day with the same attitude, and even better than was yesterday, because you're not seeing no results, baby, when you first start. You don't even know why you're doing it. Fire. There's zero people on your live. No one knows your name. Man, I went on your live today, someone said, who the hell is Stacey Cross? I said, I looked in the camera, man. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, get uncomfortable, baby.